హరే కృష్ణ.
ద హరినామ చింతామణి, వెన్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ వాస్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద నామతత్వ విత్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, హి సేస్ కృష్ణస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ లైక్ అ ఓషన్, హిస్ ఓషనిక్ క్వాలిటీస్. ఆల్దో సమ్టైమ్స్ వి ఎనుమరేట్ దెమ్ యాజ్ 64 క్వాలిటీస్ ప్రామినెంట్ వన్స్, బట్ these are only to highlight a sample of Krishna's qualities. Actually, each of these qualities manifest in various ways, so there are innumerable qualities. In the Bhagavatam itself, the example is given in many places that just as one cannot count the number of sand particles or number of atoms within the material universe, similarly Lord's qualities are also innumerable. Like we explained about his beauty, explained about his sweetness, explained about his compassion. In this way, dina bandhuta, bhakta vatsalata, karunyata, like that, there are innumerable qualities. So they are like an ocean, but the waves which rise in the ocean are compared to his leelas. Because every time Krishna performs a leela, one of his qualities or a group of his qualities become highlighted, prominently observed. Just like the Kurukshetra war, which is actually happening under Krishna's will. And then all the soldiers on either side, although crores of them are killed, they all actually go back to Godhead. Katha Swarupam, Padamapurasya, like that it is said in the Bhagavatam. Which goes to show Krishna's compassion on all his jivas. So in this way, every time he performs a leela, that highlights one very prominent quality. And just like the wave sometimes rises in the ocean and then again it subsides, and another leela. So in this way, the leelas arise in Krishna's qualities, they arise and subside and arise and subside, and all the devotees are compared to sharks living in this ocean. That is why the Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, it is said. It's an ocean, and who is delighting in the ocean inside? Krishna. No. The jivas. Jivas are the sharks who are enjoying in the waters. Sometimes you see a dolphin jumping up and down. You've seen, So jivas are like the dolphins who are enjoying in those waters. And dolphin is not going to be happy in the seashore or in a busy concrete jungle city. But he is very happy in the ocean. Similarly, the devotees who study Krishna's qualities and Krishna's pastimes, they are actually delighting in those name, form, pastimes, qualities, activities very ecstatically. And there is no end to it. In fact, this ocean of bhakti is called as an endless, shoreless ocean, of which we have no experience of. So, although Krishna's qualities are so wonderful, pastimes are so wonderful in the spiritual sky, the material world, yesterday we were saying, has emanated from Krishna, one of his energies of Krishna, which is very pain-producing or misery-producing. So the spiritual world is called Sat, material world is called Asat. So Sat means spiritual, or that by coming in contact with contact, one becomes blissfully situated. And Asat is actually dark and heavy and separated from Krishna and misery producing, which looks like Sat, which is actually cheating. It's a nakli. It is not asali. It's an imitation. So the Asat is pain producing. So why, if Asat is it's also coming from Krishna, then why is it misery producing, pain producing? Somebody may have a question. So the Shastras explain that because it is separated from Krishna, just like your nails are separated from your body, isn't it? As they grow bigger and bigger and bigger, they become separated. So it's called a dead nail, we say, no? But otherwise there is some portion of the nail which is coming out of the flesh. If you cut with your blade there, it will be painful. Because it is conscious. But the dead portion of the nail is not conscious. That's why we cut with a blade or nail cutter. So the material world is like the cuttable portion of the nail, which is dead. It's achit, or asat, achit, nirananda. So because it is separated from Krishna, it is misery producing. And somebody may ask, but why is it also appearing sweet? In this world, it sometimes asat also is so attractive that the whole world is mesmerized by asat and getting kicks after kicks. That sweetness is because it has emanated from Krishna. So there is a beauty also, there is sweetness also. But that sweetness is short-lived. Just like if somebody cuts a branch of a tree from the garden, brings and puts it here, it may have greenery, it may have beautiful flowers, it may have fruits, and it may appear very fresh also. But it's only a matter of time. Just wait for a week and you will find completely dried up. That's the nature of asat. Asat is very attractive at one time and finished at another time. You will see. So the beauty and the sweetness of this world is very short-lived, although it's glittering very attractively. Just like you see these movies, thousands of years ago, same old type of movies, hero, heroine, some duet song, some stunt scene, some tragedy, some comedy. And again the movie industry is still going on. Probably the style of dress they wear, the kind of dialogues they speak may change. But ultimately it's like old wine in a new bottle. That's, and Maya's business is going on very nicely. And why it goes on? Because Maya is temporarily attractive. That is why all that glitters is not gold, it is said. Maya's glamour is for fools. So her glamour is meant only for fools. So intelligent people don't get swayed away by Maya's glamour. Instead they know this is asat. It's achit, it's nirananda. So they rise above this temporary, glittering attractions and illusions. Just like the kaleidoscope. If you turn a kaleidoscope, in Kanyakumari you get a kaleidoscope, they sell in large numbers there. You all know kaleidoscope? Kaleidoscope means some broken glasses are put inside some kind of, you can see it like this. Every time you turn, some new formation appears and it's very attractive. So Maya is like that only. Every time she looks new and different, then one can become very attracted. But the kaleidoscope is simply broken pieces of glass, you see. It has no, just like we have this inlay marble in our temple, you have seen. Marble inlay. So such kind of things are seen in the kaleidoscope. When you turn around, different designs and formations. But if you break the kaleidoscope and see inside, what you will find? Just some broken pieces of combinations of glasses with some mirrors arranged for reflecting them. Correct, no? Similarly, the Maya also it's very cheating. I went to one shop which was actually almost this size of this room. But it appeared like a huge shop because they put mirrors on all the walls. You see, no? And it multiplies backside and appears like a big super mall, shopping mall. I was telling, the entrance is so small and inside they have such a big shop. Then we understood it is not a big shop, it's same size only. In this way Maya exaggerates. As if there is something very wonderful, there is nothing there. But the realization for most people comes at the time of death. And they are already dying in the bed. Maya mein kuch nahi hai. Realization ko kya karne ka? Then again they become baby. Kua, 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 crying somewhere else. Correct, no? So this is the most dangerous world. It appears very attractive, but it is temporary, short-lived, finished off. So that's what Krishna says, Mameviye prapadyante. Maya metam tarantite. You are not going to understand how Maya is cheating everybody, even after a lot of philosophical discourses and personal analysis and evaluation. So in the Bhagavatam it is said, we should have firm faith in the realized words of great souls and we should give it up. Maya. But if we don't have firm faith in the words of the great souls, we say that I will analyze it. Quite often people get stuck in it when they get deeper into it. Then why are we studying? We are studying the words of great souls only. And we are trying to have the specs that is gifted to us by them. With that Shastra Chakshu, we should see the world around. And you keep seeing the world around like this, then the realization also will come. But if somebody says, no, I want to give a try. Yes, you can try also. Like you see, somebody says, you know, that road is a shortcut to come here. The only problem is there is a very dangerous bulldog there. Generally, the bulldog is sleeping. You can try to come, but be careful. You know, if you make some little extra sound, he will just bite you. But there is another route. This route will be 0.5 kilometer. That route will be 2 kilometers. Where there is no bulldog. Which one will you take? Yeah. Sure? Confident? Most people say, no, Prabhuji, I will come carefully, you know. Without making sound, I will come. You know. But the bulldog is so attentive, even sometimes, you know, when you put your foot very softly, it pounces on you. So, great souls are telling, this is Maya's path and that is Krishna's path. You have the choice. So, in the Bhagavatam itself, it is said, one should have firm faith in the realization of the great souls. And for us to realize, it may take millions of lifetimes. But if we develop love, affection, faith in the words of the great souls, and then we agree to see the world through their vision, then after some time, you yourself will see, this is just cheating. Is it not? Just like a child, he wants to spend his time all day playing. Correct, no? But the parents know, if he doesn't study for the exam, then he will fail. He can't be promoted to the next class. Correct, no? Next year. Similarly, the living entities in this world spend all that time playing with Maya's gifts, which are all perishable commodities, temporary commodities, glittering commodities, which is ultimately nothing but a conglomeration of 5 elements, Panchamahabhut, and shaped in different ways. You call something one name and another thing another name. But ultimately, it's all a conglomeration of material elements. So when one sees that, and then by hearing the Shastra, you see the world around like that. And then how do you surrender to Krishna to go there? And that is done through the chanting of the holy name. So, the chanting of the name only makes the material world go to background and spiritual world come to the forefront. And that is made possible by the chanting of the holy name. So, the Vedanta Sutra says, Anavrittihi Shabdat. It says, by sound the material world was created. By another sound, the material world can vanish and spiritual world can manifest. So, just like a civil engineer studies his subjects in the college, so 4 years of receiving sound he is doing, studies. And then when he comes out as some B.Tech civil engineer, then he erects a huge skyscraper building based on the sound that he received, you see, with that knowledge. You know, imagine a fifth standard boy or 10th standard boy cannot erect such a building. But he has received the wisdom coming through the sound and he is able to create such a huge thing. Is it not true? So, in the same manner, if one wants to demolish a building and create another one, that also requires some knowledge how to demolish. Imagine you send some people inside a building and they are demolishing, the whole building falls on them. Narakna, isn't it? How dangerous it is. Just like in Hyderabad temple behind, Sarojini Naidu had a house. Big house, she demolished it and then she made another house. Beautiful, new one, modern style house, new one. So we want to demolish the material world and, you know, bring up the spiritual world in our consciousness. And how it should be done? It should be done carefully. And different religious fellows are saying different things. Somebody is saying, you know, Brahmad, Deko, Brahmad, Suna Buramad Bolo, like 3 monkeys. Just shutting your senses will not help. That's one method. Some of the people are too austere. They are saying, go to Himalayas and plug your nose and dip yourself in Gangotri, Yamunotri and all that. You know, you don't feed your body, starve your body to death practically. Torture your body. So these are different people giving you clues on how to end the material existence and awaken spiritual existence. They themselves don't know. You see? So it has to be done in a way by which one will find gradually the material existence going to the background and spiritual existence manifesting in one's heart. Krishna's qualities, Krishna's oceanic qualities and his leelas, pastimes, everything manifests in the heart of a devotee. So it requires guidance of great souls who are already realized in the nature of the material world and nature of spiritual world. The chanting of the holy name is a very amazing method which Krishna has given, because Krishna has given himself in the chanting of the holy name. When one chants the holy name, just like a file when you unzip, sometimes somebody sends you a folder only, zipped. Correct, no? As soon as you unzip the folder, boom, immediately 100, 200 files are there. Isn't it? Similarly, the holy name is a miraculous thing, that when one chants the holy name repeatedly, patiently, day after day, month after month, in a regulated fashion, one will see that the form of Krishna becomes attractive. We were doing this camp now, this Sankalp camp. One first year boy, he said one amazing thing after seeing Prabhupada's movie. He said, "Sir, I have understood one thing, the chanting that we do of Hare Krishna, it can awaken love for Krishna even in the heart of foreigners," he said. They are not born in India, they never heard about Krishna before. Now by chanting the holy name, they have developed so much affection that they are dedicating their lives. So this is what appealed to me the most in Prabhupada's video he was telling. So even a new boy can imagine, he's chanting four rounds or something. So every jiva has that kind of loving affection for Krishna, understanding of Krishna, which is covered over. That has to be awakened by the regular chanting of holy name. Now the chanting of the holy name is not a mechanical duty we finished off for the day and we have got ridden off the bead bag. So we can be liberated for the rest of the day. That kind of chanting, is it going to produce love? We can ask ourselves a question. See, if you go to spiritual world, we have to see Krishna and the devotees practically every day, all day, 24/7. Is it not true? So unless a proper attitude develops in our heart, you know, we are not going to get entry there. Just like yesterday I told you about the TV example. If you see a pious and elderly gentleman, naturally he wants to see some holy things. There is another boy, passionate boy, who is, inclined to watching all dirty movies or Hollywood, Bollywood movies. When you give him a remote, he will sit with that and watch all kinds of dirty things. Correct, no? So the choice one makes when you give a TV remote control will depend on individual's desires. Correct, no? You put them in a room, that's what they will do. Like imagine you put somebody in a house like this. You put them for a month or two, for example, a new place, a boy alone. What he will do? What the activities he will do inside the house will depend on his desires. Correct, no? What poster he will do? You all put a beautiful poster. And generally boys put some other type of poster, you all know. In their rooms. And what activity he will do? He'll come with the chapel and shoe inside. He may bring all kinds of dirty things. Correct, no? So the desires only manifest as practical actions and activities eventually. So we have to observe the quality of our desires. What are the qualities of the desires going on in my heart? If the qualities of my desires are giving an indication that I am a human being but my activities I want to do are like a dog's activity or, a monkey's activity, then actually we are preparing the next material body. You understand, no? It is not like, one or zero. You got this body, that's it. And your destiny is sealed. It's not like that. Destiny is created at every moment. They have moment after moment, hour after hour, day after day, month after month, year after year. In this way, you are creating destiny for your future. You are the creator of your own destiny. One fellow says, no, what is his name? Baman Rappai or somebody. You know that? No. What he says? Same thing. Marathi says, I think. What he says? Correct. That is Bhagavata philosophy only. Yeah, you are creating your future. Just like you want to build a house, you purchase the land, you purchase the bricks, you bring the stones and everything, you bring the reinforced bars, then you bring a civil engineer, make a blueprint first, correct? No? Everything is created twice, once on a blueprint and then on a practical level, you create a house. Similarly, our existence in spiritual world is not something suddenly it's going to happen. We are actually preparing our consciousness by observing the quality of our desires. And how do we improve the quality of our desires? By satsanga, by good association. You know, in the beginning, our quality of desires are tamaguni, rajaguni type of desires. But when we come in the company of devotees, people start developing a taste. Like Hare Krishna, many times our Jonas Lokanath Swami Maharaj was once telling, he said, first you put a Western music, Hare Krishna. Everybody likes to dance, sing. And then gradually you start bringing them to classical tune. And then everybody cools down, such and nicely they hear Tapsa. And after some time you find they wear dhoti, kurta, tilak, kantimala, and how a person was and how transformed he has become by chanting of the holy name. We all can see in our own lives and in the lives of so many others how the holy name changed Mrigari to become such a wonderful devotee. Or the hippies to become happy, or Jagai Madai becoming Jagadananda, Madhavananda, Acharyas. There is a matha also. One day when we were walking in Navadvi, Maharaj said, let's go to Madhavacharya Ashram. We were wondering, is it Madhavananda Ashram? I wonder, who is the Madhavananda? When we went inside, there was a picture of Jagai Madai, deliverance pastime. And that matha, so he had opened a matha and he had a lot of following also. Anybody would want to have Madai as your guru? But many people became his disciple also. Because he became transformed there. So much transformed that he became an exalted Vaishnava. Just like this prostitute who heard the holy name from Haridas Thakur. She shaved up his head. Just like people go to Tirupati, Mataji is also shaved up completely. And she wore a simple sari and she became pure soul completely. She became like Acharya for the whole village. All the people in the village took guidance from her on how to become a pure devotee. Can you imagine? So who can become who by the chanting of the holy name? So you can imagine how she transformed the qualities of her desires. She was making money using her body as an equipment. But now she had become a pure soul. Mrigari also. So there are innumerable examples of people with low quality desires and leading their life in a very sinful way by chanting of the holy name. They have come to understand Krishna, Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Nama Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva. All the Tattvas they have begun understanding miraculously. And Prabhupada going to the West is a very recent thing. Just 40-50 years ago, in front of our eyes, we are seeing this miracle happening. So just as many others have become transformed, we also should want to become transformed. If somebody doesn't want, he is called as a pretending sleeper. Pretending sleeper, no? Who is easy to, morning you are finding your, Mangalarti, your chanting is at 4:15, you begin every day. See, 4 o'clock somebody is sleeping. You shake him, he turns around and sleeps. You see, no? He is a pretending sleeper, he doesn't want to get up. If somebody wants to get up, he will jump up, no? Correct? He will jump up and go and take a bath and get ready and come. So, we should at least not become pretending sleepers in our life. Mamevye prapadyante, mayametam tarantite means actually we are sincerely desiring to improve the quality of our desires. So we are praying to Krishna, please, I know that currently I am stuck in some lower quality of desires. And it's a pathetic situation. Because the lower quality desires make us think, speak and act in ways that will bring shame upon us. You understand, huh? Yeah. One can act in a lusty rogue, or one can act like a greedy fellow, greedy for more, or one can act in lust, anger, greed. So these behaviors actually bring us shame, and it actually reduces our value also, these lower qualities. So one should actually desire that let me rise above this lower nature. So there is a material ocean, there is a spiritual ocean. Material ocean is called what? Samsara Sagar, Bhava Sagar. But the problem in material ocean is it's not a very enjoyable ocean like the other one which I told you. In the material ocean, all material qualities are there. And all the kicks we get are our pastimes. Isn't it? The wave is pat, one wave. You do one wrong activity, pat, you get. Another wrong activity, pat. Another one, boom. Another one, shoom. You know, here also there are waves in the material world. Everybody in your life, you know, life is going on, one spike comes. In between. And then one wrong activity you do, and then you have to reap the consequences of that. Another one. So in this way, there are small waves and there are bigger waves created in this material ocean. But the waves in the samsara sagar are very painful, because sometimes you see a wave comes and slaps you, turns you upside down. So the ocean, the material world is filled with oceanic material qualities. And the material, so the material ocean also there are waves, but we have to chant Hare Krishna to elevate ourselves above the material waves. That is said in that famous verse. Yat pada pangaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karma shayam gratitamud gratayanti santaha tadvan nariktamatayo yatayo pirudha shroto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam samashritaye padapallavaplavam mahat padam punya yasho murare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 jat vipadam natesham. These two beautiful verses talk about the Bhavasagar. The first verse says, Yat pada pankaja palashavila. That says that if a devotee somehow becomes fortunate to take shelter of the two tender lotus petal, like lotus feet of Krishna, a devotee takes a tulasi, mixes with chandan and applies it on Krishna's lotus feet. And chants his holy names. And always in his heart, Krishna's beautiful lotus feet are, you know, standing in the heart of a devotee. Such a devotee, he says, he will not be sroto ganastamaranam. The waves of sense gratification of the material samsara sagar will not attack him. Why? Yes, they are going on, but he will be rising above it. Krishna will post him at a point at least a little beyond the ocean. You see that waves are coming, but you are above. Just like imagine if there is a flood coming here, you know, half the room is full, but you have a stool which is a very tall stool, which is above the water. So you won't feel chill. Correct? You are standing above. So Krishna will also put you above the waves, attacking waves of samsara. Like that he says. But even the jnanis and yogis and karmis, they all get drowned in that ocean. And they are being repeatedly whipped and battered by those waves, he says. And the next verse, Samashita verse says, the samsara sagar is certainly very vast, but if one becomes a Krishna's devotee by chanting his holy name and taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the result is the vast ocean of samsara sagar becomes like a small puddle of water contained in the hoof print of a calf. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, what is the samashita ye pada palopalam? What is the taking shelter of Krishna? Prabhupada said, imagine on a rainy day, nobody likes to go out. But you have a big silver coach, which has windows, but very nice curtains and everything. And you come out of your house and board the silver coach. Inside you are sitting in a cushioned seat very nicely, comfortably. You can even watch the rain outside, but you are not touched by any water. And the coach is drawn by huge, beautiful white horses. And they are going. And when they are going on the road, there is one small hoof print of a calf, which has some water. How easily the coach will cross over. Prabhupada said, like this a devotee of Krishna crosses over this samsara sagar. And joyfully he enters into that ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where every drop of water is Krishna's quality. Every drop of it is like a milk ocean in which Vishnu is lying. So that's a pure ocean. Imagine being in an ocean of sweet rice, which has also got some kaju and kismis and pista and saffron. And that too, very sweet rice, very thoroughly made, very nicely made. Of course, you can go on drinking also. You can dubki also you can do, you can keep drinking also, both. That's why ananda ambudi Vardhanam, Pratipadam, Purna Amrita Swadhanam. A little bit of that experience you can get even here in this world by being in Krishna consciousness. We are relieved from the acid rain of three modes of material nature. Imagine if you are in a house like this, outside there's a heavy acid rain. Acid rain is because many factories are, many factories don't treat their acids. So sometimes the acids evaporate and then they come along with the water. So anybody walking on the road, the acid rain falls on your skin, they create bruises. Sometimes big wounds also. Sometimes. So imagine if you are going, will you say that, what to do, Prabhu, you know, acid rains are coming, you have to tolerate, will you say that? You immediately need an umbrella. You take an umbrella to save your skin. Otherwise your whole skin will get burnt out with chemicals. That umbrella is gone. Prabhupada says, don't blame Kali Yuga for its dirty nature. You take shelter of this society. Of course, simply being in ISKCON doesn't help you. You have to chant the holy name nicely. Imagine somebody says, I went to Bhaktivedanta hospital, you know, 3 days I was roaming around inside the hospital and I came back. Will you get cured? You have to meet the doctor and take the medicine, isn't it? And eat the medicine regularly. We keep it in the cupboard, but keep the cupboard open so you will know that regularly I have to take every day and get cured. So, in this way, by regular dose of chanting every day, and the guru is the doctor, spiritual master is the doctor, and he is giving us the medicine of the holy name. Chant regularly. ISKCON is like a hospital. Coming to hospital alone is not enough. You are not coming to hospital to roam around and see. Imagine somebody comes to ISKCON, you know, he sees the Govindas, you know, he sees the garden, he sees the temple architecture, and then he goes away. You know, will he go back to garden? He'll get some punya, he'll get some sukriti, he'll get. But the most important thing in the hospital is the doctor, and the essence of a doctor is the medicine that he gives. Is it not true? One should accept the medicine. Chant the holy name very nicely. So we can move from the samsara sagar to bhakti sagar. Bhaktir samrita sindhu. And actually, the bridge that takes us from the material world to the spiritual world is the holy name actually. Without the holy name, there is no way to get entry into spiritual world. And the beauty is, like, you know, one man went to a palace of a king. He said, King, I heard that you have a big khajana and you have many costly things in the khajana and everything. Can you please show me? So the king allowed him entry. So when this fellow walked into a hall and many, many rooms, he crossed over. Then he climbed the steps and then he went up to see the khajana. He opened the khajana. He saw so much of gold, so much silver and so many diamonds inside, big, big diamonds. And then after that, he became very happy. It was shining. So when he turned around, he saw the box was also made of gold and silver and diamond. The floor was also made of that. The steps he came, that was also made of that only. And when he walked back, he saw that everything was made of gold biscuits only, the whole palace. That he didn't notice in the beginning. That he noticed when? At the end, when he saw the box. Similarly, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, Brahmagnav, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samajana, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the Yajna Kund, the ladle, the mantra ucharan done by the brahmanas, the very brahmanas themselves, the Vedic chant, the Vedic literature based on which the chanting is done, and the ghee that is given in ahuti, all of them are divine and transcendental, he says. In the same manner, as a devotee, you will gradually realize, not only Lord Hari is divine, even Guru is divine, even Vaishnavas are divine, even in the temple is divine, and the Mahaprasad is divine, most easy to realize. Isn't it? Yeah. And the chanting of the holy name is divine. The rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, they are also divine. In this way, one will be able to see divinity in all the items offered by the Acharyas for us. The flower offered to Krishna, the garland, that is divine. Charanamrita is divine. So when you come into the temple and accept all the divine items, and the topmost of divine items is the chanting of the holy name. When it is done with sincerity and attention, and then we study the Shastra and cultivate the prayerful mood by which one develops a desire to go from the material ocean to the spiritual ocean. That desire will make sure that our chanting is attentive. Otherwise, actually anything you have developed faith in, anything you have developed a little taste, you know, that you can do anayas, you know, very easily you can do. That is why it said the karmis do prayas, jnanis do abhyas. And yogis do dhyas. It's said dhyan and dhyas are same only. And what about bhakta? Anayas. anayas, very easily you can do bhakti, but we need faith. No? If you have faith, then chanting will be anayas. If faith is not, there is a big struggle. Hare Krishna, somehow one is trying to complete it. A great struggle. So we study the Shastra to give us a good understanding of who we are and what we are and what is God and why are we here and how we get out. All this knowledge you acquire. And then develop a desire to improve the quality of our desires. So the only goal of human life is to clean up our heart by glorifying God through chanting of the holy name and to improve the quality of our consciousness. Even if we cannot go back to Godhead in this life, no problem, because one step you have improved the quality of our desires, then you get better life, better life, better life. And then when one's quality of desires becomes completely pure, one becomes eligible for Krishna's grace, which pulls us to the spiritual world. But Prabhupada says, if you take shelter of Guru and chant the holy name sincerely in this very life, you can go back. Prabhupada once gave a verdict. Throughout the year, you chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Prabhupada said, in this very life, you'll go back to Godhead. And Krishna cannot, make the words of a pure devotee wrong. So Prabhupada says in Kali Yuga, actually, the world is very dangerous and there are a lot of bad qualities in Kali Yuga. So Krishna's expectation from us also is not too much. That is why even after dozing so much, still we are in Krishna consciousness. Even after so much, there are so many fellows who are lying in sofa and chanting like Lord Vishnu lying in Anand Chesh. They go to sleep. There are many fellows who are jogging and chanting. For a yogi, you have to sit in one place in a certain type of posture, and he says, keep the head and neck and body straight like this. Shijo deshe patishta pestaram asanam atmanaha na uchritam na atinicham chailajana kushottaram tatre kagram manakritva. He says, you have to have ekagrata chitan, you have to chant, and don't open the eyes fully, don't close the eyes fully, don't go to sleep or don't see sense gratification. Keep eyes semi open and then fix it on the tip of the nose. My Lord, so many rules. It's so difficult. Whereas Krishna has given us a very simple procedure in Kali Yuga, just chanting and approaching him. So once Raghunath Maharaj was also telling, don't think Krishna has too much demand from you. Very simple demand. Somebody finds chanting is difficult, they are thinking of leaving the movement. The prasadam is very attractive, so they don't leave. At least one thing is attractive, one thing may be difficult. And this way somebody feels, oh, I got some good friends. One devotee told me, Prabhuji, spiritual life was too difficult, I was thinking of leaving. But outside, nobody will even look at me also. They will kick me. But devotees are so nice. Even with all my difficulties, they respect me so much. Somebody is saying, Vancha Kalpatara Besha, offering obeisances. They are giving me nice Mahaprasad and everything. So I can never find, if I go to outside world, everybody is selfish in their own way, is it not? So this movement has so many components. Different things. One is attractive, one may be difficult. But you accept it in totality and you follow it. To the best of your ability. And when we are endeavoring to be attentive, then the quality of our chanting surely will improve. There's no doubt about that. This is the way to cross over. Mameviya prapadyante mayametam tarantite daivihiyesha gunamagi mama maya duratya. He says, my maya is extremely difficult to overcome, the three modes. It's upside down tree, like in the water. Actually, you have to take a kuladi of knowledge and cut it. Chindanti Kovidastasya. Bhagavatam says. Bhagavata Krishna says, what he says? Asanga Shastrena Dridhena Chitva. You have to cut down the. Cutting down means what? Don't believe in the upside down tree. Believe in the original tree in the bank of the river. So, for cutting that, we need knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So, in Bhagavata, Lord Krishna is giving knowledge, in Bhagavatam also. So we hear this knowledge in parampara, and the chanting of the holy name can very easily cut down this tree of material existence, upside down tree. And we go to the bank, you are no more drowning in water. Imagine somebody is drowning in water and suffocating. He actually went in the tree to catch a mango under the water. Poor fellow. Now his hands and legs are just like a dog fallen into a water. Sometimes he sees, he struggles, suffocating. So our situation is like that in the material world, isn't it? Real mango is in the tree, the outside the water, you see. So the water bed is the desires. In the desire, our own desires, the spiritual world is reflecting as material world. Perverted reflection. So we have to come out of this illusion, a perverted reflection. Go to the bank of the river where you climb the tree and take the mango and eat and be peaceful, happy. So the clue is given, solutions are given. Only it is up to the individual's faith and determination with which one can take a firm shelter and go back to Godhead. So the Harinam, the holy name we chant, we have to have great respect for the holy name. Kintu Adarat, Anudinam, Kalusaiva Jushta, Swadvi, Kramad Bhavati, Tadgata Mulahantri. Rupa Goswami says that Adarat, if you don't have, see, when you have faith in somebody, you have respect also for them. Correct, no? So when the respect is there, then our approach also is proper. Correct, no? When the respect is not there, we take it casual. Prabhupada saw one bead bag was hanging in outside the bathroom in a, this thing is there, no? That kundi, you call it, no? That, this one, latch. It was the bathroom, and whenever anybody opened the bathroom door, the bead bag also went inside the bathroom, you know? So Prabhupada looked at that and he said, just see, this bead bag is lying here for 300 years, Prabhupada said. Who is that? I think it's Bhavananda Prabhu or somebody. You know, somebody said, Bhagavan Prabhu's. Prabhupada said, Bhagavan Prabhu's. You know, he said. Prabhupada picked up the bag and told him, keep it in a sacred place. So you cannot just... So that goes to show how much you respect the holy name. So similarly, keeping the bead bag dirty, completely dirty. Sometimes you are keeping it, what do you call it? This? Mala is Krishna himself. And made of tulasi or whatever. It should be kept in a pure bead bag. Why some people's bead bag are so dirty? Because they never pay attention. Correct, no? You're keeping Krishna there. In the same way, approaching the holy name, in chanting also, we fill up our mind with so many distractions and plan-making business. That's because we don't respect the holy name. So the purpose of early morning discussing about the glories of the holy name is to understand the greatness of the holy name and develop respect for it. When the respect is there, attention is there. In your life also, you will see you respect the parents, so you have attention on them, naturally. Anything. You have respect for the engineering degree. You know very well that if I become engineer, I can get good money. So you very attentively study also. You earn a degree, and then you can pass out and earn big money. Same with the holy name. If only we knew that the chanting of Hare Krishna is, you know, building our eternal bank account every day. You are becoming a millionaire and a billionaire and trillionaire by chanting. That faith develops, then the chanting will be very attentive. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakur ki. So it's 5:20, we will chant till 6:30. We'll chant till about 7:30. And 7:30, I will speak a brief lecture at 7:30. So, you all take prasad at what time? Morning prasad, you take at what time? 8:30 you take.